from the New Jersey Gasoline C Store and Automotive Association.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to express the opinion of my members. We represent the existing infrastructure to fuel vehicles. We exist for 81 years, and yes, our customers sell gasoline and diesel fuels, so one may ask, because my members ask, why would we have any interest in the alternate energy infrastructure, electric vehicles, and I also hope to mention hydrogen fueled vehicles, because they too are electric vehicles. I have for many years, and I'm in this position now for 11 years, and I have publicly stated in writing to my members, to other committees that I've testified in front of, that my members need to stop thinking as if they are in the gasoline and diesel business, but need to start adapting and thinking as if they are in the transportation energy business. Gasoline and diesel will be around for a long time. Electric vehicles are becoming more prevalent. We believe that this committee needs to consider the existing infrastructure. Just imagine if right now you could pull into a gas station and also charge your vehicle. This legislation deals with the ongoing problem of the chickens and the eggs. If we don't have the chickens, we don't have the eggs. If we don't have the eggs, we don't have the chickens. I see this legislation as proposing a way to get more of both, bring on more chickens and bring on more eggs. If we want people to buy electric vehicles, they have to have a way of charging them and not just at their home. The range anxiety that exists will still exist even if people can charge their vehicles at home. Currently, if you do find a charging station, even the fast charging locations could take as much as a half hour, and what is the actual range it will get you on your vehicle, even though a manufacturer may say you can get 300 miles out of a vehicle, is that with the air conditioning on? Is that with the heat on? Is that with the windshield wipers on? Is that with the headlights on? Because all of those things are using the electricity out of the battery. So we have an existing infrastructure, and the existing infrastructure needs to be included specifically in how we adapt the future infrastructure. And we should be looking to include that infrastructure as much as possible. I have many members that, if the economics worked out, would be happy to be either the chicken or the egg or both. The economics do not work out for them, because if they invest the money, and I have one member that has invested in an electric charging system, if I invest the money and I don't have customers to buy what I'm selling, then that is not a very good business decision at all. So I'm hoping that this legislation, in terms of jump-starting this sector, is advantageous. My organization, my members do look to participate and help in that regard. I would also like this committee to consider something else, and that is this bill is void of mentioning other electric vehicles, because hydrogen is something that fits into the existing philosophy of people. To pull into a retail location, you can fill your car with hydrogen in 3 to 5 minutes, just like you fill it with gasoline, and it creates its own electricity. I testified at a joint hearing last week in the assembly that focused solely on hydrogen. I've testified in front of the Energy Master Plan Committee and discussed it there as well. We need to find a way to include hydrogen because it is also a zero emission vehicle. It produces its own electricity. We lose the range anxiety issue, and it needs to be considered by this committee since this committee is so active in considering this. My organization does support this bill, but we would like the considerations of including the existing infrastructure in the decisions that are made, and we would like to see somebody addressing the fact that hydrogen electric vehicles are also electric vehicles and should not be ignored.
Thank you, sir. Last speaker, and we lost your...